The Rush Hour Catch-Up for the Northeast Mitsubishi Rush In and Rush Out Sale. 447 Northeast Road, Hillcrest. Northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Rush Hour, family. Great to have your company. And I'll tell you what, without further ado, let's get to the man that I've probably sold short for the last 3 years. I know I often come out with the odd superlative about this great man's career, but I think it's time. I think today's the day that we just go up a gear on the Rush Hour as I welcome the gift. Andrew Jusnik and Jarman. Welcome, big man.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be here on a Tuesday in these fine conditions outside. We need this rain.
We do.
We need it for our boys out in the country who we love dearly. Yeah. Now, Lou, please don't. I don't like that.
You don't.
That kind of, they go to gifted, talented athletes. Barry Robren, no, Russell Ebert.
They're freaks.
So there's gifts, there's freaks.
There's freaks who are just above everyone.
What's Warney?
Warney was a freak.
What about Plugger?
Plug was a freak.
What about Mods?
Mods was a freak. That stuff's not happening again. You were a gift.
I'm not a gift. Well,
you came in
you
a
can't put me in, you that, came in, a box, in that basket.
You came in a box with a bow.
Oh, don't embarrass
anything
me.
Anything below the knees on the ground.
No, the family are laughing.
And no, they're not. They're going, they're nodding their heads. They're going, absolutely right. You're not.
I'd rather be called Fat Rhino.
No, you're not. Black Rhino. Fat, Rhino. Fat Santa.
Jeez.
No, I'm telling you, it's the gift.
Don't.
From now on, when I refer to you, I'll say, hey, gift.
Lee.
Yeah, I think it's time. I think we went up to the next level. You've done your apprenticeship.
What's Eddie Betts?
Eddie Betts, he's a freak.
He's a gift.
No, he's not a gift.
You can't put me with Eddie. Eddie's a gift.
No, he's above you.
I'm just hardworking.
Yeah, he's above
workman.
You. You're a gift.
Oh, hang on.
All right.
Yeah, he's above me. Yeah, okay.
You're with me. I'll come with you again. Freaks, they're right up there. They're the top of the tree. They very rarely ever get anything like them, like Warney, like Russell Ebert, like your great man.
LeBron,
yeah, closing in on
Magic
being a freak.
Johnson.
Magic was a freak to run the Lakers offense in the 80s.
Didn't he?
In that run-and-gun style of format, you know.
Messi? Yeah.
Oh, absolute freak.
Ange Postecoglou?
Sook. Might want to get over himself a bit.
No.
Might want to stop doing interviews and not answering questions. I think the point, he's missed the point. The point of an interview is to give answers. And to educate us.
Save
that's coming.
Right.
Hey,
come
big
on,
show.
Mate, let's go.
We've got a switch hitter on the show. I said switch hitter.
Yeah,
all
nice
right.
Call.
Trades
nice
is on
call.
The show as well. Could be a switch hitter. We are talking. I want to show you and get you to listen to and go to a pre-game routine in the States, out of a college in the States. And I have an idea how Adelaide can close the gap between Port Adelaide's Never Tear Us Apart.
Oh, I've never seen anything like it.
And the Lovely Boys. Yeah. I've got some ideas to launch the Lovely Boys up the top of the charts.
Okay.
Jars is going to talk horse racing. I think it's a first for the show.
Yeah.
I really do.
No,
if you're listening out there, Bruce McAvaney, Terry.
Brucey. Yeah, Terrence.
Yada. Absolutely. Turf talk. Not
nice.
Talking about grass either. Coming to the Rush Hour very soon.
Buddy. Okay.
Are you right then?
So we've got Treaders, Yoann Botha.
Yeah, switch hitter.
Did you say Yoann Botha?
No, I said the switch hitter on the show.
That's who's coming
it's
on.
It's the idea of, it's the art of the hook, the tease.
I understand that. That's your
role. I'm a gift to radio.
Hello.
To this show.
You're the gift of radio.
to radio. We've got an update on Jars and his people about his plan.
Yes.
It's under the banner of Louis.
Let's go.
Says Louis cares about Jars Murphy.
I like it, Louis.
Yeah, I saw that.
It should be Louis cares like about the gift.
Sean Craig Murphy. Freak or gift?
Oh, neither.
What? And $2,000 Tuesday.
Radio legend. $2,000 Tuesday coming up today. Can't wait.
On the Rush Hour Triple M.
Hi, I'm Mark Boris. Every single day in Australia, people are busting their guts and starting and running their own businesses. It's a big deal. 60% of Australians are hired by small to medium-sized business owners. These guys are doing their bit, buying stock, hiring people, and paying their taxes. So what is it like to start your own business? How do you go from just running a business on the side after work to owning something much bigger? How do you make it your future? Join me on The Mentor, a weekly show on Podcast One where I speak to Aussie business owners who are working through just that. I find out what makes them tick. I help them work out their next steps for their growth and for their future.
The Mentor with Mark Burris. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because I'm Warren.
Warren!
Gary Treadray.
Here I am, get stuffed.
Yeah, the former Port Adelaide skipper joins us with the great news. He's off to Shanghai again.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Well, Port is.
Done deal. Around 9:28.
You boys going?
Taking on the Suns. Oh, logistically tough for us.
Why are you going with the Gold Coast Suns, who didn't give a stuff this year playing against Port Adelaide? Why don't you take one of the big six, top six?
Well, the AFL has dictated this.
So it's AFL decision, right, eh?
Yeah, for this time round. And also, too, they've got the issue with the Commonwealth Games. They can't play there for the first 11 rounds.
Who's home game?
It is Gold Coast game.
Yeah, again. Yeah. So again. It's a win again for Port.
So
in that sense.
What you will have, and I'm hearing North Melbourne was interested. I'm hearing the Bulldogs may have been interested. No. If anyone's out there who wants to go, it is bloody good. The weather is amazing. Mm. The footy was good. It was a real carnival atmosphere. But
same venue?
Cost you a bit. Yeah. Same venue.
10,000.
I think they're looking at potentially extending that out to 13. And the only reason it didn't go last time is because the coppers were a little paranoid about...
I heard that.
Big crowds.
Big crowds.
Which is ironic, given the number of people that live in China. Yeah. That is great news, well Trent. We look forward to your in-depth, insightful interviews back to base.
Thank you. Thanks for that.
Mark Williams, your former coach. Has put a bit of heat, I think tongue-in-cheek, but nonetheless, heat on Jack Watts, the new Port Adelaide recruit, labelling him a little bit too nice, wonderful fella, and then a bit too nice, and needs to be aware and ready for the scrutiny that comes in a two-team town.
Yeah, well, Chock, I just say bite your tongue a little here, Chock, because footy clubs are made up of a lot of different people, right? Some are outside, some are inconsistent, some are consistent, some are kamikaze tough, some are superstars. But what you do find is, some days, the players that are seen as outside or not tough or too nice are the ones that win your games of football. Mm. Some who aren't as professional as others are the ones that deliver on the biggest stage of all. So I think it's a bit premature, and I think it's a good example to go Jack Watts, Gibbs, Motlop, Gibson, Rockcliffe, and anyone else who comes into this state, let's actually judge them for what they do on the footy field this year. Not have preconceived ideas. Oh, it doesn't give us enough speed like Charlie Cameron, or geez, you could have done with Aaron Young, and there's put too much money into Motlop. Let's actually judge them for what they do and what they bring, not what they don't bring.
And that's what that whole period's been about. Everybody, once they leave, all of a sudden, you get top end.
Yeah.
When everybody starts to talk about it, they talk about the top end talent of it, where it all requires that just a smidge of perspective and go, all right, they're out for a reason, but they deserve a fresh start.
Yeah, and look what Dangerfield did. Went to a new level at home. Mm-hmm. What's Matt Crouch and Brad Crouch done? And I was going for a walk, boys, along the Torrens earlier in the week.
Yeah. With your dad?
Brad Crouch was flying past me.
Mm. Nah, Braddles.
And he didn't smell like alcohol, so he's not enjoying his off-season.
No. He's maturing.
He's been barred from Clipsal.
Mate, he was flying.
He's maturing.
Yeah,
she has.
And Bathurst and the Gold Coast 600.
Now, the AFL have just drip-fed some rounds for next year, the draw treads.
Yeah, well, as they changed it 2014,
a couple of big blockbusters again.
Yeah, I got excited about it.
It starts in Cairns.
Yeah, North Melbourne. Honestly,
but this is all because of the Commonwealth Games.
Gives us stuff.
Imagine if you're a team. Adelaide had the Commonwealth Games and Port and Crows couldn't play at home for the first 11 rounds.
Now, please don't tell me Richmond and Carlton are kicking off round one next year.
Oh, they probably will be.
Oh.
But the Premier's playing would be good.
Well, look, you said that before, Luke.
But playing versus Adelaide
final
round
replay,
one.
Round one.
Round one. That
Thursday night here at Adelaide Oval.
But what I will say, though, is you know how it's in pools of six? Because Port finished fifth and then slid to seventh because they lost their first final. Their double up against Adelaide will count as a top four team. But Adelaide's up against Port won't count.
Right.
So what you'll find is they'll have two or three double ups of their five versus the top few plus a showdown. So Adelaide's got a tough draw, but you know what that means? Stuff all, you still got to win.
Yeah, you got to win, Trez.
All right, on to first world problems. We got a little tip off that...
your crutch blew up.
Your thighs might be getting a little big. In fact, we may have to start calling you a bit of George Costanza.
Did you hear something?
Yeah, like a swoosh. It must be the fabric. It's rubbing between your thighs when you walk. That's what's making that swooshy sound.
I probably didn't hear it on the way over because of the street noise.
So,
I love that show.
It's come to our understanding.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a bit, guilty. They're a bit thin on the inside.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. Whatever, I was down at MJ Bale getting another suit. I've gone through my third pair of pants this year. So I've got to order double
pants.
You've
blown the crutch out.
Well, do you know what that's like?
What are you doing?
I don't. Chafe. I was always a player that got chafed.
Did you? I never had that issue.
I didn't.
Just talk about the topic.
I tell you what, Threads. Out of anyone in this studio, you're the least likely to have
never.
To have thigh gap. known as something else
did
in
you
the
get
industry.
White legs
every now and then when I got came back after a big off season. Yeah. But not on a regular basis.
The first 2 weeks hurt me bad, and it's hurting me now.
See you, Threads.
See you, mate.
It's a Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, with Threads Treadray on 104.7 Triple M. Ange Postecoglou was on last night, guys. Australian story on the ABC. Check it out on iView if you're keen to catch it up.
Right.
It was a bit of a confusing piece. It was a bit of history as to probably why Ange has got a set of
Has a strained relationship with the media and the community.
Yeah, yeah. And then also a strange one in the sense that he was interviewed but still didn't answer the question.
Right.
When is he finishing up? Is he finishing up? Is he moving on? Is he going to be part of the World Cup if we qualify?
Yeah.
It took us back to a place in time when he was, I think, was it the under-23s or under-21s coach of Australia? Yeah. So he was a bit of a talent back in the day. And went back through his playing days and everything else. And obviously his early coaching days at South Melbourne.
Yep.
And then obviously when he finally got the call up and the Melbourne gig to coach the country, you know, he went sort of in between and back to victory. Yeah. Really testy interview one day with the great Les and late Les Murray and Craig Foster.
Right.
I just want to play you a piece because I reckon this is where, this is some of the stuff that, you know, when he goes to that dark spot and he goes, I'm going to show some of these people.
Yeah.
This is where I reckon it all started when Fozzie was grilling him about the lack of performance of the youth team.
That's what you paid
so
for,
so you're saying I should resign. So you're saying I should resign?
I think
that's
you should,
your opinion, is that right?
That's my
opinion. Okay, fine. So you've, so you've stated your opinion. Let's move on.
What do you ask?
So... is there any other questions or is that it? Is that your whole medical analysis of it?
Well, are you going to?
Sorry?
Are you going to resign then? That's the next question.
No, of course I'm not going to resign.
So this is live to air, right? And Les is just sitting side by side just thinking, oh, what the hell is going on?
It's the youth team.
It kept blowing up and went further and further. And I think that is some of the doings of it all. And it's actually really a detailed sort of history on it because then he was forced, I think he went to Greece to coach over there and had to sleep on the couch basically at his wife's mum's house. And then he finally got back and ended up coming back into the fold and back to obviously the Raw. And
then Melbourne victory.
Yeah, the rest is probably history. Yeah. And then he got called up for the national gig. Twice he was asked, and I'll play them back to back. Twice he was asked in different ways as to where he was at and what does this mean with all this speculation that has been thrown around with his future. Have a listen to the answers, then we'll talk.
You know what? It's a real, it's kind of a facetious question because people just want me to fit into their stereotype and answer it in a way that makes them feel really good about themselves. If people are really worried about my future, they should be worried about these two games. But they're not. They just want an answer to a question and I'm not going to give them it. People have this sense that I'm under siege. I'm not because I get plenty of support. It's just that doesn't happen to be public support. Everyone else wants me to behave a certain way. And I'm just not like that. I've always done things my own way. I always will. People's obsession with what I'm going to do and it's coming to an end or it's going to continue is just so secondary to me because I can't live my life that way. But, yeah, my contract ends whenever the World Cup journey ends.
I get a sense he's not changing any time soon.
Not at all.
Also said in that chat that he's when he's working, he's cranky. And he's happy when he's just with family and friends, but every other time when he's working, that's just how he's cranky.
Yeah, that's his body language, his demeanor.
But the bit I couldn't get, and
do you want him to come out and tell us?
No, well, I don't. Put it this way, if you're not prepared to answer the question, what are we doing the story for? I love the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do a background piece
of
why you think it got to this. But he's actually involved, and that's recent. So I'm going, you know, and you could hear it. You know, he's been like a cheeky schoolboy there at the end going, you know, I'm not going to give you the answer that you want. This is how I've been and always will be. Well, right now I would have thought that, not that we need clarity, but the Australian public and the speculation that's come with it probably deserve an answer now. And the FFA can't even get one, Gallup and Co. So why do the interview just to add more intrigue around it? You know what I mean?
But do we have to know?
I don't care. I don't want to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
not,
you know what I mean? But it got to the point after failing to direct qualify.
Yeah.
People started questioning whether he was the right man. Now, I think the FFA would like to either endorse him.
Yeah.
and come out and answer those questions that were thrown around, because that was bad press for football in this country.
Absolutely.
But Ange, he's not prepared to toe party line. No. And you heard on two separate occasions, they want me to be something that I'm not. And clearly he's not going to toe the line. No. So I think we're going to get this game of cat and mouse right up until the dual leg against Honduras, where we go away first up, then we come home. Here. And then only then, I think, I suppose the only bit that gave it away at the end was the bit that when the World Cup journey is over, well, then my contract is complete. Right. And
so reading between the lines, if we get through, he'll go to the World Cup.
I don't think anyone's got the set of plums on them to qualify a club for the World Cup, or a nation for the World Cup, and then walk away.
You can't. He's 4 years of his life.
Yeah. I mean, why do all that work? And
I'm with you.
To dust the hands off.
I don't understand it. Yeah. And then give it to some other bloke.
Adios amigos. Give it to Gus Hiddink. Here you go, Gus. Or somebody else.
Here you go, Gus. You know, I've just spent 4 years. My name, you know.
Fought everyone along the way.
I've just had more fights than anyone I can remember. Yeah. My reputation's been tarnished. But here you go, Gus.
Yeah.
Take him to the World Cup. Yeah. Good luck for the next 4 weeks.
Have it. Take all the plaudits.
See you later. Yeah. I'm off. Doesn't make sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's intriguing. Yeah.
He's feisty.
I'd like to know more about him because it's. I only got a snippet of the story last night. Can we get him story?
Because he's a good friend of ours. He loves talking footy.
He loves the Blues. We can say we took Gibbsy over here. He'd be more than happy about that.
The Rush Hour catch-up for the Northeast Mitsubishi Rush In and Rush Out sale. 447 Northeast Road, Hillcrest. northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Quiz with no name. All eyes on it today, Juice, because we've gone back-to-back. We are going for back-to-back quizzes. $1,000 giveaways, of course. Yesterday it went off, and on Friday, as we headed off into the weekend, this happened. 10
Yeah, you're guilty!
Simon from Nairn, you are $1,000 richer.
Buddy. Yes. You beauty. Thank you, boys.
Thank you, mate. Great work. Quiz back next week, we hope, if we got any cash. Probably would have cut it off 5 seconds
ago. Yeah,
whatever. That's okay. Like, all right, so then, at 5 o'clock. No. Don't get ahead of yourself, mate. All right, 5 o'clock, we're going for the triple threat, And today, get this.
Tell them. Tell
get
the family.
Get this, family. Get excited. Come get around on. The gift and I. It's $2,000 Tuesday.
Yes!
Oh, no!
Quiz with no name. $2,000 Tuesday today. We're rolling the dice. We're doubling down. We're Phoenix and
we're uncuffing, Lou.
We're KP. We're James. We're the Packers. We're doubling down here at the Rush Hour. $2,000 Tuesday. The quiz with no name. Just out of five. No, she's long gone. She's off the scene. You know who you are? Gretel. Gretel. And James, that's me. I've just settled with you. Now get out of my life.
Thanks to Northeast Mitsubishi's Rush In and Rush Out sale. It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Yeah. Sometimes not so good, but sometimes really, really good. Yeah. Great
What'd
thing
you find,
on
mate?
The moment involving Virginia Tech college football team in the States. They've taken a great song by Metallica into the Sandman. And in the vein of what Port Adelaide do here with Never Tear Us Apart, those players enter the playing arena to the tunes of Metallica belting out Enter the Sandman, and the crowd just go absolutely na-na, stomping up and down. Here is a little bit of the audio. Have a listen to this. The Hokies enter Sandman.
Brilliant.
It is, and like so loud and so virile, I'll say, that crowd is, that actually equates on the seismic meter. When they do that in the stands, it registers.
Oh.
And Metallica even tweeted about it themselves. An earth-moving experience in Virginia using Enter Sandman. Just out of control. Mm. Very much in the theme of, and for those you may remember, Troy McClure and the one and only Rory Sloane, when we spoke about the Icelandic thunderclap.
Right. Yeah.
These are the thunderclap.
Yeah.
It reaches the crescendo. We said to Sloane, the Crows really need something, don't they?
We
so
do.
Put the thinking cap on.
You have? Well, that's your role.
It's early days yet, but I'm just throwing it out
what
there.
What have you got?
Jump on Twitter as well. No ideas, a bad idea on this one. And the best ideas I'll actually get to air today, all right? So maybe I'm just trying to find a song, Jar. Trying to find a song when the boys, when they congregate in the tunnel.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Starting off with, but this is not known to a lot of people, but a little bit of Bill Withers. A lovely
day. What, before a game?
Yeah.
We're going to listen to this.
Well, I'm just trying to factor in the stereotypical Crows fan. Knitting needles. You know, lemon slice. You know, lovely boys, scarf. Okay. Glass of Shardy.
Yeah, right.
I know you're not a fan of that. No. I think you'll be a fan of this one.
What have you got?
I've recruited the great Freddie Mercury in Queen. Have a listen. Ooh, sing it, Freddie.
Freddie wouldn't know.
It's Freddie's song.
So there's Tex in the tunnel waiting to run onto the ground with that belt and with the
lovely boys.
So-called 50,000 fans trying to sing Fred.
Yeah,
what about
boys.
Radio Gaga?
The lovely boys. All right. Mate, I think you're missing the play on words
here.
All right. The lovely boys.
Yeah, all right.
All right, then this is not my last one, but it's my personal favourite. Just imagine, picture yourself, 50,000 people, Adelaide Oval, boys stuck in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Everybody a little tipsy after having a couple of shardies and cake and pie. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Then this comes on. Can you imagine they'd be just swaying in the stands, arm around each other.
Boys on the scoreboard, that'd go down.
They'd be loving it. The boys would be singing.
All right.
So
Freddie and Young Withers, what do you
this
got?
This is the one.
This is it.
And what you need to do, just replace Love a Boy for Lovely Boys when you sing it. Ready? Sing it with me. Ready? I want to be
your lovely.
Lovely.
Billy.
Lovely. Lovely boys. Lovely. Lovely.
At least you're trying, mate.
Lovely.
Billy.
Lovely boys.
At least you're trying.
Billy Ocean. How good would that be?
At least you're trying, Lulu.
Hey, just everybody just belting that out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You've got to get involved, Gift.
Oh, I need something a bit more.
Get involved.
Rock and roll and.
Yeah, well, mate. When you play like Lovely Boys, and you do, let's not mix it up, mate. If you could give me something to work with, maybe I could have gone down another path. You were lucky I didn't
let me come up with some songs.
I was working on, you know how close I was to playing Doris Day?
Die. She's my favourite
too. And I was even going to give you, I did it my way, a bit of Frank. But that would be disrespectful.
Yeah, that's the to that.
Because you still didn't do it your way. You with me? Can I set your homework?
No. Yeah, I'll come up with my own.
Right, you get through.
Leave that with me.
Get on it.
Well, hang on. You did four.
Hokies. Do something like the Hokies into Sandman and crank it up.
But see what I can come up
has
with.
To have some point of relevance. Don't make it out to be something they're not.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up for the Northeast Mitsubishi Rush In and Rush Out Sale. 447 Northeast Road, Hillcrest. northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Now, Lulu, I want to talk about the Cox Plates on this Saturday.
Yep.
Well, the second biggest race in Australia, is it?
Yeah. And
well, you got the Melbourne
number one,
Cup.
Number one. Wait
right,
for
there's
age.
A horse called Winx.
Yeah, I reckon most people know of it.
Yeah, which is going down and has been regarded as one of the greatest horses of all time. Yeah. All time, Lou. Thanks, Sean. Nice timing. Now, I had a bit of a blue with a mate this morning who loves his horse racing, and I said, well, hang on. He said, and even the great Bruce McAvaney has come out and said, Lou, Winx is a better horse than Farlap. We've never seen Farlap run live, have we?
It was a bit hard. It was a bit hard.
But that's a big call by the great Bruce McAvaney. But I don't think Winx is the greatest horse of all time, Lou, because it hasn't beaten anything special.
Oh,
hang on, Lou.
Well.
Look at Black Caviar. McIvy Diva.
Yeah.
They're some of the greatest horses of all time. Kingston Townloo.
Yeah.
They're better than Winx.
Oh, geez.
And I'm not being disrespectful to the people of Winx and the lovely horse that it is, but Lou, it's raced against no one. And again on Saturday at the Cox Plate, it's not going to race against anyone special.
Do you want to know?
Is there a horse there that's going to threaten Winx on Saturday?
Do you know how good this horse is that it's scared off all its rivals?
So how can we say it's the greatest horse of all time?
Well, two things you can say. It's won 21 in a row. Now tell me how many
horses
did that. Yeah, secondly, and the longevity and the ability to back it up week in, week out. That's a rarity in the equine game, my friend. All right? And I would suggest if it picks up the Cox Plate on the weekend, well, then it would sit comfortably, well and truly, alongside Kingston Town and the greats, without a shadow of a doubt. Bill Collins.
So if we had a mock race, Winks v Farlap, right, who would win?
Who would know? This is the great thing about it. Who's the better footballer?
Farlap would
kill. Who's the better footballer? Farlap's just living off legend.
No,
you don't think the story of Farlap is sort of enhanced by the fact it was the Great Depression and everybody needed a hero at the time.
Absolutely.
And
it went overseas because it was sought after. Yeah. Winks has never gone overseas to take on the best horses in around the world, has it?
Better loosen up on a Japan Cup. Is it better than Winks? Kingston Town didn't go overseas and win.
Black Caviar, Mackayvie Diva did.
Yeah, Mackayvie Diva won three in a row of the Melbourne Cup, the most grueling
horse.
That's
the greatest horse I've ever seen.
Yeah, but see, I mean, you're missing the catch here.
No, I'm not missing the catch here.
You know what you're missing the catch here?
It hasn't raced against any horse, anyone that's special in the last 4 or 5 years.
And
that's been so respectful to the great horse. It is a beautiful horse.
Name some of the horses it's raced against.
Well, anyone.
You don't know.
No,
here's my point.
I don't know.
Here's my point. Now, can you hear me out? You've jumped outside your lane, which is not unusual for you. But in this particular occasion, I can't have it. I won't have it. And we'll stop all this chat right now because you're being disrespectful to a horse.
No, listen, I'm not.
You're being disrespectful to a horse because you don't know enough about the caper to pass opinion on it.
But I'm seriously. I want to just clarify something. It's not the greatest horse of all time. Winks is not the greatest horse of all time.
Why not?
Because it's
why
not Lou. It's not Lou. Farlap's the greatest horse of all time.
Who's to say
it's
that
the
Winks
greatest
won't,
horse
who's
of
to
all
say
time?
That Winks won't be in the museum when she passes away.
Well, I don't know if it is. Well, good luck if it is.
But that's what I mean. It's all subjective.
It's not the greatest horse of
Gift.
All time.
It's all subjective.
Don't call me that.
It's like who's the better footballer out of the greats of all the eras? You can't compare. You can say this one's the greatest. This horse is the greatest. This dog's the greatest. This person's the greatest.
I'm only just giving you my opinion.
This radio show's the greatest. It's all subjective. But like I said to you before, I don't mind you veering out of your lane from time to time. But when you get into areas when you're really out of your depth, I don't think we need to.
Winks is paying $1.15 on Saturday, and the rest are all around $16, $17, $20.
And what does that tell you?
What a one horse. There's Winks, and then Miles will not even run the race. Just have her running on her own.
Again, is the glass half empty or half full? It's either that good that no one else thinks it stands a chance and they've set the markets as such. This is how good she is. That's what that means.
Yeah, okay. I'm just...
You know, if you came in...
This is
more important.
That's the greatest horse.
Now we're in the subject matter that we should be. Of course, Wilbur.
Anyway, Wilbur. It's just my... Don't call me Wilbur. I might have some fat lips and a fat head, but I'm not a horse.
Wilbur, have you got any peanut butter?
No, Farlap's the best horse I've ever seen.
God, please.
2K Tuesday.
Yeah, I know, Murph. I'm just collecting my thoughts after just having my world rocked talking about racing on this show. 1-3-3-5-3, more so than ever. 2K Tuesdays. Jazz has done the duds in over.
I've split me duds.
Have you split me?
Yeah, I've split me. Oh, no. Oh, bloody hell.
There's a name for that.
It's in treaders, isn't it?
It's worse than treads. Have you split them?
Coming over, Phil.
I'm not going to touch that.
Tell you what. Look at that. Sneaky nut in studio too. Yeah, great to have your company. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. The Gift and I driving you home tonight. Johan Botha is going to join us and tell us his unique way of preparing for the coming Big Bash season. It's a real treat too, isn't it, Juice? Very exciting stuff there. We're going to talk about Jars and his people, where it's at. Big guy, of course, as we said yesterday. Summer bodies are made in spring, aren't they, Murph?
Yeah.
And, of course, the big news, if you missed it, AFL returning to Shanghai in 2018, Port Adelaide taking on the Gold Coast Suns. Yep. It'll be the Gold Coast home game. Mm-hmm. That date, Saturday, May 19th, that is round 9. So get hold of your travel agent right now. By all accounts, a fantastic trip, a fantastic time. You okay over there?
I know you're good, champ.
You ripped your
duds. No, really good.
Your duds blew out last break. Are you going to be okay? I know they're your good jeans.
They're good. Good Lulu.
You got a good tailor.
Granny. Granny May will fix
it. I can't wait to inform Treads via Twitter of what happened.
No. He went through the same. Anyway.
All right, that is enough of that because although there is 60 minutes still to go right now, all eyes are on this prize. Today is 2K Tuesday, the quiz with no name.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Yeah!
thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Give me money.
Stop press. It's 2K Tuesday.
Would you mind a little heads up warning?
No, Sammy told us.
Yeah, a while ago. Yeah, just a reminder that it's got the new bit on the back end.
Well done.
Things have been on edge around here. We've gone back to back. Yep. Friday we gave away $1,000, and yesterday we gave away $1,000. So what do we do in true Triple M style? Yeah. We go guns out, sun's out, plums out, and we double down. So it's worth $2,000 today. The quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters. All that means is if you're playing or playing along at home, we just tighten the screws a bit. Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah, a little bit.
There's none of this loose, near enough's good enough.
No.
It's whatever comes out, the buzzer clock Murph will be all over it today because his career is on the line. And who is the lucky member of the family, Jar?
We're going to go off to Redwood Park and say hello to Stuart. G'day, Stuart. Welcome.
G'day, boys. How you going?
2K Tuesday, Stu.
The inaugural player.
The pressure's on.
Oh, of course, you've got your Automasters lifeline to be used at your discretion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. I dare say there'll be no free ones in the office.
No.
Gee, just for giggles, hand a couple over.
No.
And I can't even get the dice out, Stu, to roll that to just magnify it a bit for you either. So I'll give it over to Juice. 60 seconds, 10 questions, really 9 with the Automasters lifeline. All the best of luck, mate.
Thank you.
Okay. What day this week did the Australian Short Course Swimming Championship start, Stuart?
Monday.
Who are Adelaide United playing tonight in the FFA Cup semi-final?
Automasters.
Okay. Oh. Starting with the letter S, what is the new Crow Sam Gibson's nickname?
Shorty.
How many races in a row has Winks won?
21.
How many players have captained the Australian cricket test team this century, Stuart?
12.
How many games did Jack Watts play for Melbourne?
112.
Okay, who are the Redbacks playing in their first Shield match this Friday?
Victoria.
What AFL club is Amit Baines the new CEO of?
Carlton.
Okay, which team are the 36ers playing against in their next home game, Stuart?
Wildcat.
True or false, Andrew Jarman is technically related to Tyson Edwards?
False.
Boy, oh boy, as the great Bristol would say. Okay, Shawnee. Good on you, Stewie.
Let's get through the mechanics here, Stu, and then we might do an editorial.
1, 2, 3, correct.
Bad luck,
Stewie. Sorry, boys, it's pretty tough.
No, look, Stewie. Bad luck, mate. Stu, don't. You take any blame for this whatsoever. No. It always happens in here. Yeah. We know it. We knew it was coming, the overcorrection. It's just ridiculous, Stuart.
Bad luck, mate.
So you only gave him 3.
Yeah.
Correct.
30 bucks.
Yeah, like I look at this. I mean, who knows? The short course championships are starting on Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're here in Adelaide.
Monday wasn't, but yeah, exactly. Mm. And who knows that?
Okay.
All right.
Number
Second
2.
Second up, Automasters. Nice one. FFA Cup semi-final out at?
Yeah. Campbelltown.
Yeah. Western Sydney Wanderers were playing.
Yeah.
As a toughie.
They're solid.
Sam Number Gibson's 3. Nickname, Smokey. Mm. You went with Shorty. Not bad, Stu. Yep. Not bad. On a normal day, maybe got
we
you
had him
a point.
On yesterday.
He got Winks with 21. There's been 6 Test cricket captains this century.
Yeah.
War, Gilchrist, Ponting, Clark, Watson for one Test, and Smith.
Yeah.
Jack Watts has played 153 games, not 112.
That's tough.
We're taking on the New South Wales Blues, not the
Big. The Australian cricket side.
Amit Baines is the new CEO of the Western Bulldogs, not Carlton.
Yeah.
Sixers, the Nation, next home game, Illawarra Hawks, Saturday, November 11. I can't even believe we're doing in future questions. What do you think you are, doing future trades or something?
And number 10 you got right, mate. That's
honestly, Stuart, thank you for putting up
with what
was just clearly a biased quiz.
Yeah.
That's okay. I appreciate it, guys.
The inaugural 2000.
$30 coming your way. And what a flat way to finish 2K Tuesday.
Are we going to do it
can
again?
Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
Jar's your brother. We played cricket against him a couple of weeks ago. Brilliant sport.
Yep.
Fantastic bloke. But I do have to give dob him in for Duck Club.
Yes. We're still
Thank you very much,
We're
Stuart.
Still awaiting that phone call, Stuart. How
really
did he get out, Stu?
Yeah.
His mate fired him. He smashed it into his pad. And, his mate did give him out. But he was a great sport. I'd be with him after the game. And just thank you for
that. Well done,
mate. Nicely
done. Golden Grove.
I'll pass it on the FUD.
Thank you, Stu. $30 coming
Good
your
on
way.
You,
Everybody else back to normal business, normal
tough.
Hours. $1,000 tomorrow for the quiz with no name.
Are we bringing it back next Tuesday? Yes or no?
Yeah.
I think we, good.
And I'll tell you what we're going to do on Tuesday. It's going to be, there's going to be some kind of chance to win it.
That was pretty easy.
When I say the term double down, that means, and you've heard the saying around here, sun's out, plum's out. That is not reflective of the show's attitude.
Not reflective of us, no.
It's not about giving the family, the listener, a chance to just go big. Or go home.
You might as well give those questions to the chaser.
You know, you might as well have put this with Eddie Maguire.
Yeah, there you go.
And sat there and then said, absolutely. No lifelines, no phone of friends, no nothing.
And who's that little bloke on Channel 10? What's that show?
Daniel.
Yeah, him.
It's Family Feud.
Get on the Feud. You won't get any of that on the Feud.
Nah.
I mean,
nah.
I'll put it to anyone out there. No one would have even really playing along at home. Would have got more than seven.
It would have been ashamed of yourself.
I tested on Jazz, our producer.
Yeah.
He got eight.
Yeah,
got
great. Jazz. Yeah, exactly.
Our little upstart.
And running around and creating great credentials with somebody called Jazz on our show. What sort of shameless self-promotion are we doing around here?
Have you had your brakes checked recently? Call 1300 Automasters. It's the Rush Hour, Jazz and Louis, Triple M. Triple M.
As mentioned earlier, Port back in Shanghai next year, Saturday, May 19, around 9 against the Gold Coast. So if you're looking to make a trip of it, get over to that one. Now, Jask, unbelievably, there is talk of extending the trade period to a month, just so it all rolls in nice and neatly into, obviously, the draft and everything else, because what we're looking at is the on-trading of live picks, and we've seen a bit of it happening with the bidding system with the academies and the father-son stuff. This, honestly, is like torture. We've seen it already that 22 trades were done in the last day.
Yeah.
The numbers have been crunched, all right? So, says here in a little story, every 7 hours for the first 8 days. In the last 2 weeks, the trades are done every 7 hours for the first 8 days. And then on the last day, we had one every 13 minutes.
So
if that's the timeline.
Yep.
And it's extended out as suggested, we may go 25 to 40 hours wait for it without a trade. Basically, almost 2 days without a trade. I mean,
and
we know that the deadline creates
the momentum, last 15
the
minutes,
fever, and when it's getting done.
It was frantic.
I know,
I don't like it.
I know the AFL want to control that space and everything else, but... Geez, you're going to have to jazz it up a hell of a lot more than just that.
So they're saying it's 2 weeks now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's currently, now they want to go to 4 weeks. I'm hearing 6 weeks next year.
Yeah, well, that's.
Not four,
just,
six.
Just roll it all through.
6 weeks.
I'm just looking at it.
No, not at all. 3 days is enough. Yeah. 3 days is enough to complete your deals.
Oh, I just
Luke?
Think. I just think
not
it's getting crazy.
Weeks.
And then, God forbid, if we go to. The trading of live draft picks. You know what that means?
I reckon that's going to happen.
Do you know what that means, though? Yes, you get genuine entertainment because Port Adelaide Football Club pick out Gift Jarman.
Yep.
And then they go, no, hang on a minute, we're going to on-trade the Gift
but
to Brisbane.
Mm.
And then so all of a sudden you were a Port player for a fleeting second.
And then,
you know how long all that stuff's going to take? And when they're going to sit back and go back down to the table and negotiate? Because you'll get a time period where you're allowed to either on-trade. So you're on the phone trying to do deals with God knows who, Subio Echo Lions, to try and get the Gift back over there or something.
No, it's too confusing. It's too ridiculous. No.
I would have thought we're going the other way and bringing it back to a week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've got a couple of clips you'd like to hand out.
Mike Sheen, who we love and respect,
Godfather.
Came out yesterday and said that Port Adelaide 2018, and this is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Put power as flag favourite.
They have got four accomplished footballers stepping straight into that team.
Tell us who they are again.
Motlop.
Accomplished but nearly got dropped and did get dropped.
He was Geelong's best player
keep
in the finals. Jack Watts.
Dropped through twice at Melbourne.
That's
couldn't
okay.
Make the finals.
Keep
going. I'm just telling you.
Rockcliffe's a star.
Player. Yeah,
right?
Good player. Yep.
He's just a funny looking star, but he's a star.
Yep.
Right. Well, I disagree with Mike Sheen.
Can I just say
and due respect to Port Adelaide. What?
Yeah. Oh, I think it's official. He's got Alzheimer's.
Oh, Mike Sheen. Didn't he just go early? Port Adelaide couldn't beat a top eight side this year. Right, Louis? Premiership standard is you've got to kick 100 points for and keep the opposition down to 80 points.
Yep.
Port aren't in that bracket.
Not yet, no.
They're not in that bracket. No. They may be in 2 years' time. Their forward line's not potent enough for me.
He just got excited.
And their defence is still young and emerging.
They got the big three. They got all their targets. He got excited.
He just,
Like we said the other day, we're calling for perspective.
Oh,
just to breathe in, breathe out.
You know,
you don't get shafted out of a club for no reason. No, I agree. Not when you're playing super duper
footy. Port aren't ready yet. Maybe in 2 years' time, but not next year, mate. And you know what? That's just my opinion. And the other one I want to
What I love is when he goes down this path of the voice of reason. This is untapped stuff. And you got another one?
And the other one, the International Rule Series, which some of our boys, Rory Sloane's playing.
Isn't that happened in our parklands?
Rory led.
The International Rules?
Against Ireland.
No, here. What's the thing?
That's the horse race. That's the International Horse Race.
That's the horse race. Oh, the horse race. Yeah.
Well, that's more exciting.
What a bloody waste of money.
International
what a waste
event.
Of money by the AFL. Amateurs versus the professionals.
Here's the hypocrisy.
What a waste of money. Hang on, just let me finish before you throw one at whack me. No one gives a stuff about it.
Yep,
no
correct.
One cares.
Correct.
No one cares, Louis. That money could go into development of grassroots football, which we need badly. Badly, Lulu.
Yeah, grassroots.
Look after the troubled AFL sides.
So says the gentleman that enjoyed one of the greatest junkets of all time playing for his country. When he could have almost become a Carlton player, except he forgot to pick the phone up and fell asleep with it in his hand. And not to mention the countless times we've heard the story of how Paul Roos saved his life when they found his passport at LAX, instead of him being detained and then being shot on arrival by Marion when he returned home. Mate, you're a hypocrite. Shut up. You've done it before. Let him go. You of all people should not be commenting on it. Just like Winks, stay in your lane.
He's walking out. He's gone.
Split duds and all. Stay in your lane.
It's the Rush Hour Triple M.
The Rush Hour catch-up for the Northeast Mitsubishi Rush In and Rush Out sale. 447 Northeast Road, Hillcrest. Northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Righto, Jazz, you brought this to our attention. It was in yesterday's paper. He's one of our former own, Johan Botha. He's doing an intriguing thing in the off-season. He's taken up baseball, and he's on the line right now to talk to us about it. Johan, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we've seen you up close and personal, obviously still living in town, but playing for the Sixers in Big Bash in the coming season. You have decided to cross codes in preparation and take up a bit of baseball for West Torrens. Talk us through it.
Yeah, it came about during the winter. You know, our former strength and conditioning trainer at the Redbacks, Dean Woodford. I spoke to him about it, and he said, you know, why not? You've done cricket prep for, 18 years. Why not try something else? And it would still be, pretty good to your game. Obviously, they pay a lot of attention to fielding, and, that's obviously a big part of 2020 cricket is, runs saved in the field. And then with the batting, I just thought, it's a different type of hitting, but hopefully I can use some of that skill and hopefully a bit of that power to hit a couple over the ropes this summer.
Yeah, and you're playing in Division 2 for Torrens. You're the oldest man out there. You're playing with young lads 16 and 17 years old, so they keep you young. What some of the skills have you picked up since you've been playing baseball that you think you can bring into Big Bash coming up shortly?
I think the main thing would be definitely the hitting side of things.
Right.
That do hit slightly differently than we do. We obviously hit with a bent front leg in cricket, and in baseball they hit with a braced front leg. So, they hit a lot more off the back foot, and I think that's where the power comes from. You use your hips and your lower half probably better than we do in cricket. And I think another thing which gave me an idea was that, Chris Lynn's been going to the Brisbane Bandits for some time, and he's been doing it. So, I heard about that and I thought, why not try it? And, now I just need to try and get that cricket or that baseball swing into some of the cricket stuff.
Yeah, well, Linny certainly hasn't done his cricket any harm. He can put it out of the park, and so can you when you get hold of it. The quick hands and the wrist snap is a big thing as well, getting on that back foot with baseball, just getting the hands through nice and quick.
It is. You got to, guys obviously throw pretty fast. My division, not really, but... Now, there's some guys who've got some serious arms out there, so you need to be ready and be sharp. And it's good, for me to see a ball coming at you is probably a good thing. Like I said earlier, I'm not with a professional team every day now, so I don't, have batting coaches and nets and all that type of stuff. So I'm trying to make do with some other stuff, and hopefully, come Big Bash time, that can sort of help out a little bit.
Well, matey, you're in some serious good company. Usain Bolt's thinking about starting up a soccer career now he's retired from sprinting. And I think I need to ask you on the scale of 1 to 10, how are you going, Ree, the Michael Jordan switch over to baseball? Are you in front or are you behind?
Oh, I'm definitely behind. I'm not sure I'm going to get to professional level. And I think he was a far better athlete than you just, you know, yeah. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, no, mate. It's great to talk to you because it's always intriguing to see, trying to get an edge, and I'm loving what you're doing. So we can't wait to see you in some form. And maybe you might take a leaf out of the Babe's playbook and just point over cow corner before you hit him.
Remember, in cricket, I just have to wait for the bounce, too. It's not just a full toss on the stump.
Well, put it this way. If you don't put a full toss away this year, it's been a waste of bloody time, all right?
The first one I get, I'll probably miss it to mid-wicket and get out.
Great to talk to you, mate. Good luck for the coming season.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good one.
There is Ewan Botha. Getting brilliant, ready for the big bash by playing some local baseball. Good. Nice work. It's a Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Around about 5:15, Jars took aim at Mike Sheen, suggesting Port Adelaide aren't the flag favourites right now, and I'll back you up on that one. Second go at that point of time was the International Rules Series just being a waste of everyone's time. I suggested there was hypocrisy in the air, Murph, by the fact that the great man was once on one of those trips and performed. Probably exceeded expectation. I've just received a tweet from the great Ab Man. Actually, a text.
Abbas was there.
And he said, yeah, greatest junket ever. Yeah, and ... A Jarman, 3 votes.
Yeah, it was a great trip.
3 votes. So why are you bagging it?
Well, it was a great trip.
Good for the goose.
Not good for the gander. But we had to pay our own money, I think. We had to pay it out of our own money.
I just wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, our pockets.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought. Anyway, moving right along. We're all concerned about you. We are. We know. And he's
what's up?
I mean, your fitness regime is a bit like the yo-yo dieter, isn't it? We're on.
Yeah.
We're off. We're on. We're on. In fact, you should be known as Mr. Miyagi. Okay. You're waxing on, you're waxing off. Okay. Just want to replay something you said yesterday that sent off alarm bells amongst those who care about you the most.
My fast twitch I've dropped off. And look, I need to sit down with my team this week to have a strategy for the next 4 or 5 months coming in the summer.
So that's the part we need to get to. And this is great
because
you're about to address that summer bodies are made in spring, which is great. The end of spring. Your team.
Yes.
Now, what I need to do and to talk to you about with your team at some point in time, or can you pass this on from my end?
Yeah.
Word has gotten around studio that there are certain activities you're looking at. And I love the way you like to cross train and challenge the body and the rig and shock it. Into that former state of greatness.
Yeah.
But something's come to my attention that you have got on the agenda, which I, at this point, don't think you're quite ready for.
What's
and
that?
That's not, you know, that's not...
Well, what is it?
That's not CrossFit. That's not, you know, sea kayaking, which is real dangerous, by the way, at the moment. And that's not sort of running again because you blew the calf at Christmas when last year when you were flying. Yeah, you know, it's not indoor cricket. It's not any of that sort of crossover stuff.
Well, what is it?
Nude yoga.
Don't.
Now, without word of a lie, family.
Don't.
Without word
that
of a lie.
That was a private conversation.
Without word of a lie. The terms, the words, two words, nude and yoga, were discussed the other day in this studio off air. Now, at that point in time, I thought it was just a throwaway line. It's not. He's been investigating. Of course, you've got history. You've done a little bit of yoga down at Treads'
Cosmic.
But the moment you said nude yoga, this is where I need to step in.
Right. So what's your issue with me doing nude yoga, which is coming to Adelaide?
All right. Well, we all saw the Man Up series with Gus Warland, who is a Triple M brother of ours.
Love Gus.
Nobody needs to think they're at the sale yards.
I didn't think of it.
And watching some prime livestock shimmying in through to the yards. I can't have it, Jar. I just cannot have you swinging in the breeze, doing all kind of poses.
Yeah, but this is, Gus did it with all men.
Yeah, I know.
This is with all of us.
Exactly. That's why it's even
beautiful
more.
Humans
this,
together.
This is, no, I don't care where they've got
finding
great.
Finding ourselves.
I don't care if they've got our great
inner, our inner strengths and
that sort of
our
stuff.
Mind and just being nice people after our 1 hour session.
I'd prefer you to do that on your own. not on your front deck. not in a yoga studio.
Oh, so you want me to do my own nude yoga at home a mat in Maz's weight room?
What I want is you not to do it anywhere in public if there's any forums that come through because you're not ready.
they may go down to the River Torrens.
I don't care.
And
where
we may
is.
Go to Elder Park and do a session.
You will not be doing it. As I said,
you can't tell me what I can and can't do. If I want to turn my body into a temple.
Physically, you're not ready
ripped,
for it.
I'm not physically not ready.
No, you're not in any nick to be getting the kid out. Because, you know what? And put this as evidence A, Murph.
Mm-hmm.
The ripping of the strides today. Now, for those who missed it, Jar split his dacks today, just sitting on a chair.
He did nothing, didn't he?
Absolutely nothing. Yet the seams felt the need to give way. Now,
the family don't give us stuff about this.
Hey, you're into signs. That's a sign, my friend, that you don't do nude yoga. All right? And you and your team need to run everything past Murph and myself and the family before we go down any path. Capiche?
Sheepers.
Capiche?
We'd locked that in already.
Capiche.
Nude logo.
I'm waiting for an answer over there. Capiche?
I'll run it by you when we're ready, when we've finalised our program.
I tell you what, I won't be afraid to get the dart gun out.
NortheastMitsubishi.com.au. It is the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
Yeah, just before we get out of here, I just want to get across a couple of things. Steph Curry got fined 50K for throwing that mouth guard in the direction of the ref.
Mm-hmm.
Second offence. Last time he got 25,000 and hit a spectator. This time they cracked 50. I mean, he's only on 230 mil for the next 5 or 6 years.
Should suspend him for a couple of games.
Doesn't really matter. Usain Bolt, serious about starting a soccer career,
oh, yeah,
Jarrett.
I read that.
The great man. Mm. I think it's got a touch of the Michael Jordans about it for mine. You've got to be careful with that sort of stuff. He hopes to maybe one day play for, obviously, Jamaica. He would be good enough. Because apparently he was a talent growing
very
up.
Good with his feet.
Which would be great. Mm. And the last one, and this is the one I alluded to prior to Lenny Kravitz. AFL got a big thing going on at the moment, things that are a bad look for the game, and you often find yourself fined, if not slash suspended, or a combination of both. Young Cameron Wood might want to just sit low a few days. Mm. Who's Cameron Wood? Do you remember the former Brisbane Carlton Collingwood ruckman?
Yeah.
You know, played a handful of games. Yeah, probably would have got up 50-odd over in the end, I reckon.
Yeah.
He won some cash on The Chase, the quiz show.
Yeah.
Now, you know what the AFL like when it comes to, and what we all know what ruckmen are like. They're not supposed to be intelligent at all, are they? I mean, think of our own Rhett Biglands and maybe a little bit of this episode at Adelaide Oval one night.
That's right.
Can we go down to Rhett Biglands? Biggles, is it raining at the Adelaide Oval?
Or is he drowning?
The first thing to do is make sure you read the right weather report. I read Melbourne's. It was clear. Adelaide, torrential rain. It is thick down here at the moment.
Dumb, thick ruckman you are.
See, Tred's trying to be funny in
there. Yeah, I mean, again, talking over.
Let it go, Tred.
But anyway, so that was our very own Rhett Biglands. And that is how the AFL like their ruckman. Right there in a nice little box that we can parcel up.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, Cameron Wood, I would expect, at the very least, a please explain. Oh, and if not, a cease and desist.
A bit of a Pauline.
If you're going to come across as intelligent and knowledgeable and you're over 6'5", 6'6", and have played serious games of ruck in the AFL, you will be charged with Rule 1.6, and that is bringing the game into disrepute.
Correct.
Pull your head in. There's no danger this show of being charged with anything.
No, I can not give at you the all. Tip. How did he go on the chaser?
Yeah, they won $38,000. Have a listen.
In fact, our Brisbane viewers as well will recognise Cameron as a great AFL ruckman. How'd you go? Collingwood, Carlton, the Lions?
Yeah, started at the Brisbane, played there for 3 years, then Collingwood for 5 and finished at Carlton last year.
1 minute on the clock, Cameron. Best of luck. And your time starts now. At the start of a 10-pin bowling game, the pins are arranged into what shape?
Triangle.
Correct. Which red-breasted bird is regularly portrayed on Christmas cards?
Ooh. Cuckoo.
A robin. A 90s hit for alt-rock band Counting Crows was Mr. Who?
Jones.
Correct. Which Chinese dynasty began its rule in the 14th century?
Ming.
Correct. Which ocean borders the US states of Virginia and North Carolina?
North Atlantic.
Correct.
There it is.
Gee.
It'd be fair to say you copped a batch of Murph questions. Mondays and Fridays. We're done. Oh, well done to Cam.
Excellent.
But again, as I said, the AFL won't take too kindly to that.
Not at all.
Expect, probably fine. 10% of winnings.
Yeah.
Earnings.
Hey, well done for a
Tuesday.
We're
done and dusted.
No, we are.
Speak to your people.
Yeah.
Just have a think about the nude yoga stuff.
Yeah.
Get to the seamstress with your dacks.
Yeah, I know.
Be careful.
Can't believe that.
I don't want any accidental exposures.
No.
A la alleged Chris Gale stuff, all right?
No, that won't happen.
I don't want any of that on
won't
my
happen,
own.
Luke.
You need to keep a clean sheet still, all right? You with me?
Yeah.
tomorrow.
Geez, he's in a hurry, isn't he?
No, all ready to go.
Yep. What's on tomorrow?
We got Reeves from the Adelaide United, and they're playing tonight. So good luck tonight, boys.
Semi-final, yes, FA Cup at Campbelltown.
Congratulations to Jared Wright, the new South Adelaide senior coach.
Yeah, well done,
Buffer. Well done
from Henley Sharks.
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
That is good.
So
that
congratulations,
is good.
Buff, and our condolences to Hugh Greenwood,
whose mum has passed and lost her battle. So very sad day for the Adelaide Football Club and Huey. So all the best to him and his family. Everybody else, enjoy the night. Your nostrils would have been going berserk today, wouldn't it, with that weather?
Yeah, they're very itchy.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, family.
How's the plums? Hey?
I've got to go.
Are they all right?
I've got to go.
Are they being
cool? Cold.
Are they cool? Because the temperature in here says 21.2.
A bit cold.
I'm suggesting they're probably a little cooler down there.
Our George Young special is coming up in a few moments. Passed away yesterday. The man is rock and roll royalty here in Australia, and you'll hear why right after this on Triple M.